community-led campaign backed by Greens MPs has secured emergency federal funding to keep co-health clinics in Fitzroy, Collingwood and Kensington operating until the 31st of July next year. The move follows co-health's warning that GP and counselling services would close this month and that the Collingwood site would shut entirely in 2026 due to a long-standing funding shortfall. Hundreds of residents joined public meetings and petitions to pressure Labor into intervening. Federal Greens Senator Steph Hodgins-May says the reprieve does not solve the underlying problem.
But let's be clear, it is a short-term band-aid when we need a long-term fix to keep those doors open. This fight needed to happen is a sign of a crumbling healthcare system under this Labor government. State and federal Greens want to see an investment in our primary healthcare system and our hospital system. But instead, we're seeing Anthony Albanese out this week telling states that they need to rein in their hospital spending.